WABE contributor David Lee Simmons, welcome back.
Thanks. It's good to be back, Lois.
Never cared a whole lot for the medieval era. But when we get into the Renaissance, the fun begins.
Hey, who doesn't like a good turkey leg? So I had been living in Atlanta for about 6 years, but the Georgia Renaissance Festival had been around for 27 years when I was able to go out last year and experience the Georgia Renaissance Festival for the very first time. And it was eye-opening. It was ear-opening. It's a ton of fun, and it opens this weekend, running Saturdays and Sundays through June 2nd, and it will also be open on Memorial Day. And yes, this is total Ren Faire-type costuming and performance culture. You get to see a real jousting event, although nobody gets as bloody as the way they purport themselves to be.
Are you ready for a joust?
Yes!
But it really struck me in walking the grounds how much fun the performers are having. You see it in their faces, you see it in the laughter, you see it in the inside joking. They seem to be having as much fun as the attendees. Fairburn is about 20 minutes outside of Atlanta. It's just south of the airport. But yes, you are going not only out of Atlanta, but into another world. And it's a really fun one.
The 90s did not necessarily produce the best Broadway musicals.
Yeah.
But then there was Ragtime, and then there's an opportunity to see it here in Atlanta.
And kudos to Brant Blocker and Atlanta Lyric Theater for bringing this musical to life. Opens Friday at the Strand in Marietta. So yes, this is Ragtime. This is based on that turn of the century time in New York where it brings together three different stories. One of the suburban mother who's feeling really kind of trapped in her life, a Jewish immigrant, and of course, a hot up-and-coming Harlem musician, and how their lives kind of come together. And this real, it really is trying to tell a story of America, the kind of bigness of our burgeoning country. They're trying to sort of convey this in the bigness of this musical. So that's Ragtime at the Strand in Marietta, opens Friday and runs through April 28th.
At Variety Playhouse, something special.
It seems like whenever They Might Be Giants comes to town, they do so well here that they often do two shows. Now, this indie rock band that is celebrating, I can't believe this, its 30th anniversary, the two Johns, John Flansburgh and John Linnell. This is a band that started out as kind of the quintessential nerdy indie rock band. Imagine a song title, Build a Little Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Say I'm the only
They excel at playing the shortest songs ever, and yet they're being so much encapsulated in just 2 or 3 minutes of pop rock. But one of the reasons why they have been so popular for so long is they have become, over the last 10 to 15 years, one of the great children's music performers. Because let me tell you, I've been playing the heck out of Here Come the 1-2-3s and Here Come the ABCs for a certain young one. It's literally in our DVD player at home right now. This two-night stand, which is Saturday and Sunday, April 13th and 14th at the Variety Playhouse, it will be two great shows, but unfortunately for kids or parents, neither one will be a daytime matinee kid show. But stay tuned. Next time, I'm sure they'll come back for one.
Needles have an eye, tornadoes have an eye, potatoes have a lot of eyes, but Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Everything with eyes has some amount of eyes, and Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around, and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has three.